Hello, and welcome to Working Together with Kelly Elkins. I'm your host, Kelly Elkins, your Chief Operating Officer for Maine Health. In this new podcast series, I will be joined each episode by guests who are participating on teams focused on how we can further support and enhance how we work together across Maine Health so that we can achieve our vision of working together so our communities are the healthiest in America. In particular, we will highlight work we are doing in further development of our operating model for Maine Health and how we are creating structure and processes that make it easier for you to do your work. Today's episode is titled Meet Brick Crews. As you are aware, we officially implemented our regional organizational structure in January of 2022, and as part of the structure, introduced the role of regional president for each region. In today's episode, we're going to meet Britt Crews, the new regional president for the Southern Region. We will learn more about Britt and his areas of focus for the Southern Region in 2024. To join me in this conversation today is my guest, Britt Crews, regional president for the Southern Region for Maine Health. Welcome to the podcast, Britt.
Thank you, Kelly.
First, Britt, let me start by formally welcoming you to the Maine Health family. You recently joined the team, obviously, as the regional president in the Southern Region. And while I know you're still learning the organization, I thought it'd be a great time for others to learn a little more about you. So why don't you start with sharing a little bit about your background and how you found your way to Maine Health?
Okay, thank you. Well, again, thank you for having me, and I'm excited to be here today. Probably the first thing to say is that I'm originally from Northeast Ohio, from a steel town, Warren, Ohio. And I went to Ohio State, and I think it's there where I really found my love for healthcare. While I was an intern at General Motors doing some cost estimating in the finance division, I had a healthcare episode in which I spent a week at the Cleveland Clinic.
Oh, wow.
And it was during that time that I decided that I didn't want to do cost estimating the rest of my career and that maybe health administration might be an opportunity for me. And ended up going to grad school at the University of Florida, got my MBA and my master's in health administration as well. And from there, I've been started my journey in health administration. How I ended up here is got a call from a recruiter who I knew, and they started talking about Maine Health, and they just were raving about it. And this is someone that I trusted and knew. And so I started kind of looking into the organization. And I said, wow, this organization is very serious about quality and safety and the patient experience, where, you know, the goal is to have you know, all of our hospitals as at least a 4-star from a CMS perspective. And I knew about the high quality of related to LeapFrog scores and all the other metrics that I could get my hands on reviewing that. And then also the fact that we wanted to be in the 75th percentile for the patient experience. And so that's how I got interested in the organization. And after going through a pretty extensive interview process, a lot of people, I quickly figured out that that was not just in writing, but it was real. And we got very excited about it, and here I am.
Well, that one, we're so grateful you're here, and that our mission and vision and values resonated and aligned with you. And obviously, you have been a staunch advocate in your career for quality and safety, even as a finance guy initially, right? Which I think is just amazing, and really love that you're really embodying the principle that we aim for here at Maine Health, which is quality and safety is everyone's job. It's not just the job of the quality department or the physician or the nurse or the advanced practice professional, but everyone in the organization, even our regional president. So really appreciate that that's something that is important to you and that resonated with you in terms of who we are as Maine Health. So Britt, how are you finding Maine and Maine Health so far?
So, well, I'll say Maine, you know, a lot of people were concerned that my wife and I were coming up here in January and we hadn't been, hadn't been out of the Southeast for me 32 years. My wife never has ever lived out of the Southeast. But I've been told that this is a mild winter, and so we're adapting pretty well from that perspective. The people in Maine have been absolutely fantastic, incredibly giving and incredibly warm to us, and so that's been extremely good for us and a lot of fun so far. In terms of Maine health, it's been wonderful. I believe that we do live our values and mm-hmm. every day, the mission, the vision statement. I've heard that statement probably, you know, more times than I ever heard in the previous 10 years of my career.
Yeah.
And I really like that. I think it's important for us to remember that, you know, especially the working together, and I've seen that in all aspects. The quality and safety is first and foremost. I've really enjoyed getting to be involved in a lot of those discussions. The No Harm Index is something that I think resonates with people, and getting to understand how we can continue to improve. So far, it's been a great first month and great initial impression.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, Britt, the southern region of Maine Health maybe has a few things going on, right? And actually, a lot of exciting things are occurring, including the official licensure integration between Maine Medical Center and Southern Maine Healthcare that's been a couple years in the works. Can you share a little bit about how the team is progressing in that work? And from your perspective, what changes with this integration? More importantly, what doesn't change with this integration in the southern region?
Yeah, so, you know, you always start to gauge what is important for the organization when you take the phone calls before you officially start. And there are certain topics, and integration was one of those topics. Yeah. And Joel Butler, who did a great job as interim president, really want to thank Joel publicly for all the work that he did. And Lou Azzano gave me a call, and they said, this is really important for you to know about. We thought you would want to hear about it even before you got here. And that was related to the integration in the southern region. And the integration between Maine Medical Center and Southern Maine Healthcare into really Maine Medical Center and under one licensure. And so, but that's not just a financial type of activity. It's not just a licensure activity. Mm-hmm. It really is so much more than that when you start to think about kind of bringing together two disparate teams into one. I think that was the one thing that I quickly found out that we were very focused on. We're looking at not just financial, but we're looking at branding. Mm-hmm. What does branding look like? I heard the phrase, and I had never heard this, the claim has to match the name, or the name has to match the claim, excuse me. So that was one of the things that we have to do, and that is requires intensive IT resources in order to be able to accomplish that. We've got to have a communication plan throughout the entire, not only the entire organization, but through the communities. What does this mean for the communities? We have to think about what that means from a medical education standpoint. Mm-hmm. It gives us an opportunity to bring in more residents potentially in the long run, which I think is definitely a goal of the organization. And, you know, we have to remember our tripartite mission mm-hmm. that includes education.
Yes.
It's such a huge part of what we mm-hmm. are in the southern region. So I would say it is all those things. At the same time, we wanted to make sure that, you know, there are certain differences that between, you know, a couple hundred bed community hospital and the very large academic medical center. Well, we're not entirely losing identity here. I think we are just actually going to be able to enhance those identities.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's an important piece, right? Because I think with any integration, you want to really maximize the best practice and the best things from all the organizations or locations that you can to make everyone better. But you also want to have a balance of there are uniquenesses that need to remain and make sense because different levels of care, different levels of service, different opportunities present in our different size facilities or communities. And so I think it's important to ensure that the southern region really is, this is a new opportunity to almost form kind of a new identity, if you will. So on top of those legacy historical cultures and heritage that you find in both organizations, both strong in their own right and now coming together to really make the most impactful reach to our communities in Southern Maine.
Yes.
So, you know, integration, that's just one little piece, right, of work that's happening. And I'm being glib, of course, but I know there's a lot of other major projects and initiatives happening within the Southern region. So outside of integration, for you as the regional president, what are some of your other top priorities that you are focusing the Southern region on for this year?
I said that, you know, when I joined the organization, that quality and safety would be first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to ensure that that remains the case. And first thing is, you know, when you look at our No Harm Index as an example, we have improved year over year over year over year, and which is fantastic. At the same time, when you look at the numbers, the sheer numbers, you know, we average over one a day in the Southern region of those harm events. And, you know, even though we are really, really good and we're great from a Leapfrog, a CMS, and, you know, a lot of other quality and safety measures that we look at, we still have an opportunity to continue to improve.
Yeah.
And I think from a patient perspective, we need to stay focused on that. Pressure ulcers is one of those items that we have opportunity to improve. And I know, you know, they're really one of the large health system initiatives is to stay focused on the positive patient ID mm-hmm. and the hand hygiene, you know, the blocking and tackling of patient safety.
Yeah.
And so want to remain focused on that. And that'll be first and foremost for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. With the Malone Family Tower, one of the things we need to do is understand what's going to happen on June 9th. What are those services that will go into the Malone Family Tower on that date? The second thing is then, because not everything will go in on June 9th, is what will be the backfill related to the services that are leaving, mostly the Richards Tower.
Right.
And the backfill related to that, and to understand, you know, on not only on June 9th, but what does it look like on October 1st? What mm-hmm. does it look like next June 9th?
Yeah.
And there is a progression that will take place in order for us to not only fill the Malone Family Tower, but the backfill as well. At the same time, we are adding, you know, 9 operating rooms in that tower. And as part of that, and also procedure rooms. And so then what is the backfill related to those particular items as well? So mm-hmm. a lot of people are involved in this and have been involved in this. And what I'm really trying to get us focused on is exactly what it looks like June 9th and going forward.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yes, the Malone Family Tower is that in and of itself, right, is a huge project for any organization to take on. And doing it while you're balancing a licensure integration, but also staying focused on the strategic plan goals and the annual balance scorecard goals, you know, a lot of activity. Talk to me a little bit about, as you've joined the organization, how are you building the culture within your leadership team to really be able to have the bandwidth and the needed focus to tackle all these big projects?
Yeah, I think the thing that I want to stay focused on is our vision statement, and that's working together.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't do that if we're not working together as a team. And so whenever you're the new person coming into an organization in a leadership role, you have a team. And you want to make sure that your team is working together. And in our case, it's not just the Southern region team, but how do we integrate with the systems and the system personnel and mm-hmm. the system leaders? How do we also integrate with the other regions throughout the organization? And so that is one of the things I'm very focused on right now, is to make sure that we are working together to the extent possible that we can, so that we can make the best decisions going forth possible.
That's great.
One other item I would say is that I've been extremely impressed with the board interaction and the board focus on the Southern region. Mm-hmm. I've had opportunity to sit through all the subcommittee meetings. I've had opportunity to sit through my first board meeting and lead that discussion. And the board is extremely active, and they are very interested in all things, not only for the Southern region, for Maine Health. And I hope people understand and realize just how fortunate they are to have a very active board A lot of times boards kind of sit on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. I've seen that happen in my career. And when they're active, I think that the organization really performs at a much higher level.
And then I would be remiss if I didn't ask if you've gotten out and about, right? Because a big piece of being a new leader is really getting to know your care team. In the Southern region, we have a lot of care team and a lot of locations that make up the Southern region. So talk to us a little bit about, one, your philosophy and approach around visibility as a leader, but also what you've been able to see so far.
Yeah, so I've always said that I've always heard that people say that they are visible leaders. And my benchmark to that is, do people actually know who you are if you walk onto the units? And they said, yes, I've seen that person before. Yeah. So far, I can say that I have made it through the Kloom Tower and the Richards Tower. And I did Richards this past Saturday night, which I spent a couple hours on the floors and had some great conversations with nurses, nursing aides, was unit secretaries, and really, really enjoy that. And the one thing that I like to do is ask people, what are those pebbles in your shoes? Yeah. That if we could eliminate those pebbles, that it would make your lives easier. And I got some great feedback this past weekend, as well as a couple of weeks ago. I can now say I can get to Biddeford without using my GPS.
There you go. Yeah.
And I've been there multiple times already. I was there this morning, yeah. and really have enjoyed getting to meet staff there as well. Mm-hmm. Been to Sanford also, and bit by bit I'm getting around, and I'm feeling a little bit more comfortable without having to ask someone to help me for directions when I'm going through. And that's a big thing for me is to understand, you know, what the landscape is of those areas in which I'm responsible for.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. And I know the care team and the leaders across all of the sites within the Southern region really appreciate that visibility. Given you have so much happening in the region, I think you also carving out that time to be out and engaging in visible is just so important. So I know it's greatly appreciated. So Britt, I want to thank you for joining me on this episode of Working Together with Kelly Elkins. One, welcome to the team. So excited to have you here. I feel like you're already making a lot of progress in a very short time. And I look forward to having you back maybe in 6 months or a year from now to see how these big initiatives have kicked off and how they've been implemented and what successes the Southern Region team have ahead of them.
Great. Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate that.
Thank you. I hope that you found this episode informative and provides a deeper insight into one of our major areas of focus as we continue to enhance how we work together as MaineHealth to achieve our vision of working together so that our communities are the healthiest in America. Thank you and have a blessed day.